Last week, we marked World Cancer Day. The American Society of Clinical Oncology has issued a new report that has found there have been major advances in curbing the disease, but the report also notes that some minority communities are not benefiting as much. We talked with Dr. Skip Burris, chairman of the board for the organization, about the progress that has been made.
You know, we have seen continued improvement over the last few years, tremendous improvements in lung cancer, as well as several other cancer types, such as melanoma and some subsets of breast cancer, as a result of immunotherapies, some of these new treatments that help our own immune system fight cancers, and then identifying particular molecular alterations, mutations within cancer cells, often treated with a pill-type approach. So those two together have yielded these results, patients living longer and also better lives.
I understand that some of the improvements have also come with less toxicity, I guess, from some of these therapies.
Yes, you know, chemotherapy still remains a part of some cancer treatment approaches, but in general, these monoclonal antibodies and the oral therapies have really decreased the patient's infections, nausea, all the common side effects you tend to think about with cancer treatment. So many patients on chronic treatments, maintenance therapies, and actually working and living normal lives.
We understand that despite all of that progress, minority communities, particularly African-American patients living in rural areas, they're still having trouble.
Yes, the story of health equity, and our current president, Dr. Lori Pierce from the University of Michigan, has a great theme this year. Started before the pandemic and before some of the racial awareness in the country, every patient, everywhere, every day, trying to highlight health equity, access to screening, access to care, and access to new therapies. So the elderly, the socioeconomically disadvantaged, those living in rural areas, and then people of color, particularly Blacks, really have some disadvantages with regard to getting this type of access. And so that's something that ASCO is trying to highlight, and we're trying to look at solutions to, in fact, improve access for these patients, not just to treatments, but also to screening and routine care. And the COVID pandemic certainly highlighted those disparities.
Why is it? I mean, is it a matter of information? Is it a matter of, financial ability to pay for these things, insurance, that kind of thing? What are the barriers are you looking at?
You've highlighted some of the big ones. I think education and awareness is a core part of the story. You know, being in a healthcare system where you're going to have routine annual checks and access to mammograms and colonoscopies, and then the financial burden cannot be simplified in terms of how big an impact that is. Often from a fear aspect, worried about financial bills and not knowing how to get help or get access, and then the insurance and the programs are all still quite complicated for patients. Most cancer centers and practices have actually got individuals to help with that. ASCO has a big initiative in that regard, and our websites, and I'll highlight cancer.net is a great resource for cancer patients looking for information or their family members or loved ones that want to help them. But trying to get that information out is a key first step.
Dr. Skip Burris, chairman of the board for the American Society of Clinical Oncology, as we mark World Cancer Day. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.